Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Success Word by Edward W. Bauch, published in 1895. The first, the most essential, and the greatest element of success when starting out on a career is a correct knowledge of yourself. You should, before you attempt anything, understand yourself. You should study yourself. You should be sure that, no matter whom else you may misunderstand, you have a correct knowledge of your own nature, your own character, and your own capabilities. It is because so few people have this knowledge of self that so many become disastrous failures, or fail in achieving what they set out for themselves at the beginning. Every woman and man in this world is created differently. No two are alike. Therefore, the nature, the thoughts, the character, and the capacity of one person is utterly unlike that of another. What one person can understand, another cannot. The success of one individual indicates nothing to a second person. What one is capable of doing is beyond the power of another. Hence it is important that, first of all, you should look into yourself, find out what has been given you, and come to a clear understanding of what you can do and what you cannot do. It is one of the most pitiable sights imaginable to see, as one does so constantly, young people floundering and fluttering from one phase of life to another, unable to fasten upon anyone, simply because a knowledge of themselves is absent. The result is that we see so many rounded people trying to fit themselves into square holes. But some will say, how in the world do you get an understanding of yourself? How do you go about it? No definite answer can be given to that question, any more than can a certain rule be laid down. An understanding of oneself is reached by different methods by different people, generally each method being personal to oneself. But this much can be said. Every thought, every taste, every action reveals ourselves to ourselves. And it is in the expression of these that we best learn our nature and our characters. We see ourselves with unmistakable accuracy, for example, in what we most enjoy reading, in the people whose company we enjoy, and in the things that interest us. Where our tastes and interests lead us, we are generally truest to ourselves. Some writer once said that most people find themselves out best while they are at a movie or watching TV. On the basis that a person shows their real side in the pleasures that they seek and enjoy. This is true in a large measure. The character of our pleasures will have both an indirect and a direct bearing upon the more practical side of our nature. You visit an art gallery, for example, and find that the pleasure you derive from the paintings takes the form of simple recreation, that you are delighted and interested in the canvases only so long as you are before them, and feel simply refreshed after you leave the gallery, it is plain that your nature is not suited to art as a vocation, for art is just a recreation to you. a mental diversion from some other study which fascinates you more. If, on the other hand, your instincts lead you to an art gallery, and you study rather than simply enjoy the paintings you see, are curious as to the methods of the artist, and go away with your mind charged with the intention of gaining further knowledge from books or other authorities, it is natural to assume that the art instinct is within you, and you should give it the fullest chance of development. In other words, you should in every way feel, realize, and know that a love of art possesses you before you adopt it as a profession. And thus, in this way, you have an opportunity to study yourself through your pleasures. If, as a further example, you find yourself seeking the company of adults older than yourself, women and men steeped in the affairs of the world, are happiest when you can be in their company and hear them talk of business, choose the reading of the lives of the successful as your literature, and lean toward the practical side of life, finding more real enjoyment in the bustle of the market than in the quiet of a lane or park, the indications are that your nature points you to a business career rather than an artistic calling. If you feel this way, it is well for you to give your developing taste full play and follow where your instincts lead you. After a while, what was at first a mere instinct or an unformed taste will develop and point you to something definite in the business world. And if you be true to yourself, you will sooner or later find yourself in that particular position which you are best fitted to occupy and fill. Your capacities will reveal themselves to you, and they will teach you your limitations. Gaining knowledge of your limitations need not thwart your ambitions, but I believe that ambition should always walk just a little behind good judgment, and not in advance of it. Ambition is a splendid quality if properly guided and kept within check. It is a fatal possession when allowed to full development or sway. Like fire or water, it is a wonderful servant, but it makes a poor master. I do not counsel, nor do I believe in, a blind following of one's self, particular during the formative years of life. But I do believe most earnestly that every person is given a certain thing to do in the world, and that by a proper study of themselves, they and they alone can arrive at the clearest and surest knowledge of that particular object. While I am a firm believer in the molding of character through the influence of another, my conviction is equally strong that every person is the architect of their own fortune, and that your truest course in life is to follow not the guidance of another, but your own instincts. In other words, I think you should, as early in life as possible, get into touch with the idea of your own responsibility, and be taught the greatest lesson that, no matter what others say, you and you alone must carve out your own career. The most successful careers, the most honorable lives in the history of the world, are those which have been shaped by a person's own hands. There is an element of danger in this, of course, but the element is small in comparison with the greater danger, which lies in the formation of a character that goes against one's own instincts. The aspirations of the young are not to be checked by the experience of the old. No matter how rich or full another person's experience may have been, it counts only in a sense of general application to another career that stands upon its threshold. Years should teach wisdom, but if we all waited for the years to bring us wisdom, this world would be a sorry place to live in. Youthful imaginings may lead to mistakes. Youthful enthusiasm may encounter disappointment. But only experience, real and actual experience, can demonstrate these things to a young person, and the experience is good for them if it teaches them a better and truer knowledge of themselves and their abilities. After all, the greatest figures in the world's history show that they were made through experience, and what experience taught them. Now, this is not to say that the young have no use for the old. They have. But the rule should be the young for action and the old for counsel. For experience looks backward. Enthusiasm looks forward. And as between the two, enthusiasm is worth more than experience, since it is the former which is brave and strong and attempts the impossible. If we attempted only the possible in this world, we should soon stop where we are. It is for the young woman and man, with their enthusiasm, to battle with the impossible and carry the world a step farther on in discovery, if not in actual accomplishment. I say all this because I want every young person to feel that, to a large extent, they stand alone for themselves in the world. Counsel you may seek, and you should seek, but the action is yours, and yours alone. And to make that action sure and wise, it is necessary that you should understand your tools. You must know with what you have to work. And once sure of your tools, you must learn the thing you have set for yourself to do, having a distinct purpose in view, and being fully conscious that you are right and capable, not allowing yourself to be swerved from your aim. After acquiring true knowledge of yourself, there is nothing so valuable to you as an absolute distinctness of purpose, and then pursuing that purpose to success.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.